So the second International Climate Change and Population Conference has opened at the University of Ghana, Lagos, where academic institutions are being challenged to make research relevant to development. Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Dr. Joe Otinyeje, who made the call, said academia have the capability to use research to influence policy, especially in challenges of climate change. Rebecca Ekpe has more.
Clearly, challenges posed by global warming and related climate changes are no longer mere potential threats, but an inevitable reality. The effect, impact, and outcomes of climate change on development are not new, but increasing at faster rates. The second International Climate Change and Population Conference on Africa, hosted by the Regional Institute for Population Studies, RIPS, at the University of Ghana, is part of efforts to harmonize science with policy. Dr. Delal Dovi is the conference chair.
Definitely is trying to bring the whole continent together in terms of information sharing. And this conference is becoming a place for developmental discussion. Not only science, but here we have people coming from all spheres of life.
Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Dr. Otinyeje also spoke about climate change and its impact on society. While challenging academia to develop results that would influence policy, Dr. Otinyeje asked the universities to think about how to commercialize their research.
And for those of us in developing countries and Africa specifically, sometimes you wish that it doesn't rain. Because the moment it starts raining, it exposes our roots. We seem to be doing some maintenance by patching with debt. So the rain comes in, washes away the debt. But the farmers are also happy to ensure that we take care of the social concerns, grow the economy. To me, that is the challenge. How do you do your research work? It is research and development. It's not research to get titles called professors. You have the mental capacity to influence politicians. Policies on climate change, which was developed with the help of most of the academia here, was finally approved by cabinet. I need you again to look at the knowledge you have so that we can together carve the implementation plans and actions.
The Climate and Development Knowledge Network in South Africa is supporting the RIPS conference. A representative of the network, Ronald Mukenya, says issues of climate change is indeed personal.
We've all heard about the flooding that happens in Mozambique. For me, I've been to Mozambique and sort of spoken to some of the people that were affected by those floods. These are the roots where my mom comes from. So in a way, I've got that personal attachment of how it has affected and impacted the lives of the people within Mozambique.
At the end of the Climate Change and Population Conference, partners are optimistic about raising a notch higher the impact of climate change risks and development at the crossroads and share lessons.
That was Rebecca Ekpe's report.